Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Lauder Podcast. My name is Edward, and today I'll be speaking with Miwa Gardner-Page. Miwa is a second-year student in the Japanese track at Lauder. Hi, Miwa, how are you?
I'm great.
So, before we start, could you just discuss your background prior to coming to Lauder, especially your background in Japan? I know you lived there for a number of years. What attracted you to move from Japan to Philadelphia?
Sure. So I'm actually from Austin, Texas. It's pretty not related to Japan in any way, shape, or form. My mother is Japanese. My father is American. So there is this kind of background in Japan and Japanese, but I really grew up speaking English mostly. What happened was I really wanted to reconnect. I always wanted to be living and working abroad. So I started studying in undergrad, got really into it, did some exchanges to Japan, worked as an intern at some point, and then I kind of picked up and moved to Japan early in my career. What I did lack was I didn't have this real formative training in the language and really about Japan once I was living there, oddly enough. The appeal of actually studying it again outside of Japan started to make more and more sense. I spoke to some former students about their experience, and they just raved, not just about, you know, the Japan track, but about Lauder in general. And so for me, that was a must. I was working as a weather anchor and a program director for Japan's national broadcaster. It's called NHK. In addition to that, I was dabbling in entrepreneurship, and I had co-founded a small business. And so the Lauder program really appealed to me because you have this great, you know, technical side of the MBA, very rigorous, very quantitative, and anyone who looks at your resume thinks, great, you know, we can hire them. But then you have the lovely humanity side of it where you learn about the integration and the fit between the technical and the soft stuff and the ramifications, the global ones that occur from the decisions you make on the business side. So it's such a complete package that I had to apply.
Well, you certainly bring a very unique background to Lauder. I guess having lived and worked in Japan for so long, what was your takeaway from the summer immersion trip?
Right. So, you know, coming from Japan, I wasn't actually sure how much value the summer immersion would be for me. But I was actually really surprised. I was living there for about 8 years prior to coming to Lauder. And I'd actually, you know, lived there until the end of April, was back here for May, and then I was back in Japan. But those 2 months we had, June and July, you're spending, you know, hours a day, like 4, 5, 6 hours a day, learning the language intensively from a very, you know, from a very academic standpoint. Culturally, you're learning things that you probably, for me, I just observed. And now there was a rhyme and a reason and an actual intent to understand the business culture, which is really rewarding. In addition to the language, of course, there are these corporate visits. And we had corporate visits, a very jam-packed summer with corporate visits ranging from, you know, the standard financial services like the banks and the private equity shops, but also, and of course, consultancies, but then some really fun ones like e-commerce firms, as well as some startups and some more entrepreneurial businesses that we got to visit. And of course, this is all conducted in Japanese, so you get very, very good at engaging in a very high level of business language proficiency.
Wow, so definitely a very wide range of corporate visits there. Did you have a chance to meet with any alumni?
We did. They threw us like an alumni event. So I met with all these great alumni from the Lauder program. Some of them were in the Japanese track. Others were from, you know, the Chinese track, who were there, you know, having ventures in Japan. And so expanded my network a great deal that summer, in addition to, of course, making really good, you know, bonds, friendships with the other students in the Japanese track.
I'm sure several months abroad will do that.
Yeah.
And the Lauder alumni network is really extensive and really close-knit, so that's a great asset. So I guess shifting gears a bit to your work at Lauder. As a second-year student, I'm sure you started working on the Global Knowledge Lab project, which is sort of like a thesis, sort of a little bit different. Could you describe the work you're doing for the GKL?
Yes, I am so passionate about this project. When I... it's one of the things that drew me to the Lauder program, and maybe I didn't realize how exciting it would be. So I'm working on a multi-authored thesis with three other students, about women entrepreneurs. And it's just a comparative study. I'm looking at women in Japan. We have another woman looking at Egypt, then there's Spain and Georgia. So I visited this summer Japan, Spain, and Egypt, and I got to meet with entrepreneurs from, you know, just these small mom-and-pop kind of entrepreneurs, but also to, you know, academics and lecturers at some of the top universities in Spain as well as Egypt, and hear their thoughts firsthand about, you know, the landscape of entrepreneurship in that country and specifically for women. So it was just hugely valuable for me, because I have also the, I mean, as a business school student, you kind of have this in your back of your mind, one day you're going to start a business. So professionally, it was very exciting. Academically, it's incredibly rich experience. And then you get to travel to these great countries.
Sure, even outside of your language.
Exactly, exactly. Mauro Guillen, he's our advisor for this. So he's been, and he's, I think he's worked with several other groups in past years on similar kinds of endeavors, some being obviously different countries. But it's a really great project. And I encourage a lot of the women or men who are interested, who are applying, to also think about this topic.
Sure. I know the last round of the Women Entrepreneur Global Knowledge Lab projects have just been collected into a book that's coming out, I think later this year, early next year. And I had a chance to look at some of those, and it's a really, really interesting projects.
Okay.
Another amazing part of the Lauder program, of course, is the Culture Quest trip, which has started, I guess, 2 years ago.
Right.
I know last year the Culture Quest trip went to South Africa. Did you have a chance to go on that?
I was on that trip. That also was just such a thrill. It was so much fun. We, you know, I had a team of, there's four of us in a team, I think about 40 people, participants, between first and second years joined. Partners are also welcome to this. And so my team started in Johannesburg, and then we basically raced across the country, and ending up in Cape Town at a vineyard. And that's just also wonderful as well. We had, you know, drinks at this, at a Cape Town vineyard, outside of Cape Town, in the guy who owns this winery. He was also a Wharton grad. But I think, you know, beyond the nice, you know, drinking wine and seeing a beautiful country, you really got to learn about South Africa and the problems that are going on there, and also all the hopes and the economic, you know, the opportunities that are there. We took a car and we drove all along the Eastern Cape down some pretty you know, areas that are very, very rural that don't have a lot of infrastructure. We stayed actually for a time in a local village and went around with villagers meeting their local medicine man who doesn't even have running water. I mean, some really interesting experiences. Met locals along the way. A lot of these we documented and videotaped them and putting together in a big paper just to really consolidate our findings and our learnings.
Right, because ultimately it is a class and you do get credit for it. Yeah, there's a classroom component as well, sort of, yeah. Looking to graduation in a few months, do you have any, what are your plans post-graduation? And what role has Lauder played in helping you advance these plans, advance these goals?
Right. So I came to Wharton and Lauder really to change careers. I was in media and entertainment, and particularly, you know, broadcast, news broadcasting for a very long time. And so I was here to make not only a function change, but also like a geographic change. So I've really done Asia for a while. And so I was looking to see what other opportunities are available. At Lauder, they're endless, just because you meet people from different parts of the world, Brazil, China, India, you know, to name the big ones, but like Croatia or New Zealand, and you learn about the opportunities there. So I've literally been poking around seeing where would I fit best, where are the work opportunities most plentiful. For me, I find that to marry the geographic appeal and then the academic stimulation, I think consulting was kind of what drew me. So that's what I did this summer. I worked as a consultant in North America, and I have an offer for New York. But I'm still going to re-recruit. I'm recruiting internationally again. I'm looking at Asia, and I'm also looking at Europe.
And I think having the – or go ahead, sorry.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and of course, Lauder is huge in that. Like, not right. only is there the network, but just the confidence in being able to understand other economies and other – and, you know, the geopolitical power of certain, you know, segments of the world. I want to be involved in that more. And I think just the MBA itself is helpful from a technical standpoint, mm-hmm. but the Lauder experience really does make it much more rich and much more explorable.
The flexibility, yeah. Before we started, you were speaking about an alumni event in Japan that you're going to be involved with. Could you talk about that?
Right. So the fun thing about Lauder and really just about being part of, you know, Penn in general and particularly at Wharton are the opportunities available to us as students. Your first year, you're pretty much slammed with work and just trying to survive. But by the end of your second semester, you really get comfortable with what you're good at, your strengths, and what you want to do. I wanted to be involved with just any international endeavors. And so I actually led a bunch of 7 Wharton professors to Japan right after the GKL. Before the GKL and after the Culture Quest. So I had a lot of travel this summer.
You were busy, yeah.
But after South Africa, I flew to Dubai and then straight to Tokyo, where I led a bunch of professors through Japan on their own summer immersion, similar to what I experienced a year prior. And from that, there was just a lot of goodwill, and people really liked my involvement and my participation. Mm-hmm. And I was asked subsequently to emcee the Global Alumni Forum. This is to be held in Tokyo in May 2000, I guess next year is 13?
Sure. Yeah.
In addition to that, I'm also going to be, I was just asked a couple days ago, to be TAing a global supply chain course in Japan on Japan.
Wow, that sounds exciting.
Yeah, these are the things that happen once you're really involved and people know that, you know, this is a country or this is a region that you want to have, you have expertise in, or you're mm-hmm. trying to gain expertise in. So it was very natural that this should kind of flow in my direction after I made those, you know, after I put my feelers out saying this is what I want to be good at.
Right. There's so many opportunities for students who are interested in pursuing them. Yeah. Would you say, having lived in Japan for a number of years, would you say your language skills have improved after Lauder?
Oh, they have to. Yes. I mean, I've never really, after a certain point, I stopped studying intently. So here, there's a lot of high level language focus, so speaking, you know, composing in Japanese. So definitely it's gotten better. The year of business school in between kind of slows it down, but I was very active with the Japanese community. But I'm also learning new languages. So mm-hmm. I started beginning Portuguese.
Okay.
So that's every week. It's slow.
that's understandable. But that's a common vein among Lauder students. You end up learning a little more than just your target language.
Definitely do.
What is one thing you wish you had known when you started the application process way back when?
Well, I didn't visit Lauder. I didn't come to Wharton even when I was applying. I just kind of read the statistics and I read, you know, profiles of people and looked at, you know, just kind of very quantitatively what people do. All these, you know, just facts and figures. And I didn't really see, like, what Lauder embodied. And so when I was here, I was just blown away. People are so, of course, they're crazy smart and super ambitious. But, like, the community here in terms of the staff and faculty and advisors are, are your best friends. I mean, we come in and out of each other's, you know, come into people's offices, talk to Mauro, say hi to Marcy, say hello to Megan. And it's a family, not just with them, but also within, of course, the Lauder community. That's so tight. And I didn't really gather that and what that meant. In addition, I would say, visit the schools, reach out to students. I didn't really do that as much. They're incredibly warm, or at least I am. When people reach out to me, I mail them back. So
sure.
Because I'm so passionate about this program. So definitely reach out to Lauder, reach out to current and former students, and visit.
Okay. Well, thank you for coming.
Thank you. I hope it was informative.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Lauder Podcast. For more information about the Lauder Institute, please visit our website at lauderinstitute.org.